Report: White House lawyers studying preemptive pardon for Mark Milley. By Wendell Hussebo on December 6, 2024. White House lawyers are studying preemptive pardons that President Joe Biden has discussed with senior aides, according to multiple establishment media reports. Democrat and media allies have urged Biden in the last several weeks to pardon many of his comrades, including Mark Milley, Christopher Wray, Justice Department lawyers, Joe Biden himself, the whole Biden family, Liz Cheney, Mark Milley, Representative Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Kinzinger, among others. Receiving a preemptive pardon would indicate an admission of guilt. Although some Democrats claim a preemptive pardon would only be intended to block President-elect Donald Trump from cleaning up Washington. Watch, Chuck Schumer dodges hard when asked about Hunter Biden pardon. The Associated Press reported Thursday on the White House deliberations. The deliberations so far are largely at the level of White House lawyers. But Biden himself has discussed the topic with some senior aides. According to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity Thursday to discuss the sensitive subject. No decisions have been made, the people said, and it is possible Biden opts to do nothing at all. Recipients could include infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was instrumental in combating the coronavirus pandemic and who has become a pariah to conservatives angry about mask mandates and vaccines. Others include witnesses in Trump's criminal or civil trials and Biden administration officials who have drawn the ire of the incoming president and his allies. Some fearful former officials have reached out to the Biden White House preemptively seeking some sort of protection from the future Trump administration, one of the people said. CBS News reported on former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley as one of Joe Biden's top contenders. Among those who could be eligible for preemptive legal relief include well-known names at the center of many of the most rancorous moments of the first Trump administration, many of whom remain the subject of his public ire. The list includes Dr. Anthony Fauci, who helped coordinate the nation's COVID-19 response and later served as Mr. Biden's top science advisor, retired General Mark A. Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who has called Trump a fascist and provided information for several books and news reports detailing the former president's behavior and activities around the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, California Democratic Senator-elect Adam Schiff, and other Democratic and Republican lawmakers who led the two impeachment cases against Trump or sat on the House committee that reviewed the January 6 attack. A group that includes former Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who actively campaigned against Trump this past fall. Fauci, Milley and Cheney were not immediately available for comment. In an interview with NPR in late November, Schiff said he didn't think a preemptive pardon is a good idea, because I think the courts are strong enough to withstand threats made by Trump. Joe Biden is expected to issue more pardons at the end of this term, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Monday on Air Force One. Watch, Hakeem Jeffries says House Democrats have not spoken to White House about preemptive pardons. Some Republicans speculate Joe Biden might pardon more members of his family who are involved in the family business. Watch, White House insisted Joe Biden wouldn't pardon Hunter right after Trump won election. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.